Scripture reading by Brother William Prowell and being led in prayer by Brother Larry Reese. Good to be back this evening. Good to see each of you back this evening. We invite your attention for the next few minutes to Joshua chapter 14. Brother William Prowell read for us verses 6 through 12. We'd like to talk to you just for a few minutes using as the specific title of our lesson, simply employing the word spoken by Caleb in Joshua chapter 14 and verse number 12, give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. Caleb, on this occasion, was 85 years old, and he wholly, totally, completely followed the Lord his God. He mentions in verse number 8, nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord, my God. The Bible says furthermore in verse number 9, Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. We need some more Calebs in the world today. We need some more Calebs in the church today, who are conscientiously committed to wholly following God. As we look at this particular episode, we are reminded of when the children of Israel came into Kadesh Barnea. Moses sent 12 representatives of the 12 tribes of Israel to go and spy out the land. One spy for each tribe. They embarked upon this very vital expedition and were gone for 40 days. When they returned from their expedition and spying out the land, they brought back with them a majority report, but they also brought back a minority report. The members who gave the majority report indicated and agreed that the land was a good land and a fruitful land and a fortified land. But they acknowledged the presence of giants in the land. And they said, there is no way we can possibly take the land. They said that in our own eyes and in the eyes of the inhabitants of the land, we were like grasshoppers. Y'all know what grasshoppers are, don't you? Grasshoppers. They had what we call a grasshopper complex. They said there's no need for us to even try to go in and take this land because you have giants in the land. 10 of the spies, that is 80% of them, said we can't do it. But 20% of them said, in essence, we can. Those percentages are a little off. But two men gave what we call the minority report. You know who those two were? Joshua and Caleb. They were young fellas when they left the land of Egypt. As a matter of fact, the record indicates that they were the only two adults that left the land of Egypt above the age of 20 that were privileged to set foot in the promised land. At the time the spies were sent to spy out the promised land, Caleb was 40 years old. At this particular time, the Bible lets us know that Caleb was 85 years old. Now, according to our standards, 85 is old. But from Caleb's perspective, he was still in good shape at that particular time. Look at verse number 10. At the bottom of verse number 10, he says, "Lo, I am this day 85 years old, 85 years old." And verse number 11 is interesting. He says, "As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me." Can you imagine that? A man 85, Arthur Davis, who is as strong at 85 as he was at 40. He says, "Yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in." Old man, 85 years old, stands upon his hind legs with his naked face hanging out and says, "Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day." I know giants are in the land. I know that giants inhabit this area. But I'm not concerned about the giants. I believe that me and the Lord can take care of whatever giants and whatever enemies we might be confronted with. So give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced or fortified. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord says. Oh, what a tough old boy. 85 years old. Give me this mountain. He had an unshakable faith in the God of glory. And he recognized that counting himself along with God constituted a majority that would automatically yield the victory. I want to share several points with you, and the lesson will be yours. First of all, I want to emphasize that he carried out a purpose. He was not following with ifs or buts and reservations with one hand behind his back and his fingers crossed. All of Caleb was going in one direction. He carried out a purpose, and he had made his commitment that he was going to achieve his purpose. But not only did he carry out a purpose, significantly, he claimed a promise. God had promised him a mountain, and now he was laying claim to it. So Moses had said, "Yes, this will be yours." Caleb was holding God to his promise. He said, "You promised me this mountain, and I want it. And I am bold enough, audacious enough, faithful enough, courageous enough to claim my promise." So hence he says, "Give me this mountain. I've come to claim my mountain." Despite opposition, despite fear of others, despite my age, despite the 45 years that have transpired, I am now ready to claim my mountain. But not only did he carry out a purpose and claim a promise, but additionally, he counted on a presence. And the presence on which he counted was the presence of God. Notice verse number 12, the latter part. He says, "If so be, the Lord will be with me. Then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said." He counted on the presence of God. This is not a situation where you say, this is an if of doubt. Rather, it is an if of humility. He says, "If so be, the Lord be with me, I'll be able to drive them out like he has said." He does not claim victory because he is brave or because he has holy followed the Lord, but because of the presence of God. Finally, we emphasize the fact that Caleb conquered a possession, and it became Hebron, the city of refuge. He carried out a purpose. He claimed a promise. He counted on a presence, and he conquered a possession. He got the mountain that he demanded because God was with him. There was a quest. He wholly followed God. There was a request. Give me this mountain. There was a conquest. He took the mountain. There was a bequest. Hebron became his inheritance. You might say, all that happened years ago, back when God had fostered close relationships with men. But that kind of relationship is not available now. As a matter of fact, you are better off now than they were then. You can have a closer relationship with God now than they did then. There are vital lessons we can learn from Brother Caleb. Remember, whatever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. These things that happened to them happen as examples for us. And he's one of those positive examples. There are some negative examples, but Caleb stands out as one who had unalloyed faith in the great God of glory. When we have that kind of faith and that kind of commitment, that kind of courage, that kind of attitude, that kind of spirit, we can accomplish great things for the Lord. The lesson is yours. There are some mountains out there that you can claim. You have to have the same kind of spirit, though, that animated Caleb, if you are to successfully claim and conquer them. All of us are faced with various mountains in life, and we can claim them, we can conquer them, if we will keep our hand in the Lord's hand and maintain our unswerving faith in him. If you're here and you're not a Christian, now's a wonderful time to become one by believing the good news of the gospel, repenting of your sins, confessing your faith, and being baptized for the remission of your sins. If you're here and you're already a Christian, but you've fallen by the wayside and need to be restored through repentance, confession, and prayer, it can be done. If you're here and you just have a special need or a special desire for prayer, if you are confronted with some especially tough challenge, maybe you'd like to request that your brothers and sisters pray for you, that you'll be able to conquer the mountain that you are facing. Whatever your need might be, we're going to encourage you to respond even now as we together stand.
Watch ye therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away.
When the trumpet sounds.